Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and a little and yet today, too. Today, we'll take a look at the make-believe March Madness Great 8 update. As we continue with the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness college basketball tournament with games played this week on Thursday and Friday, the number of surprise teams continues to make news. Since the real basketball tournament we know was KO'd by a certain not-to-be-named virus, we continue to play imaginary games on the same days as the regular tourney was scheduled. The teams were selected and seeded according to my best research. You can go check it out on my post back on March 17th at SwampSwami.com. I attempted to keep most of the basketball teams and their theoretical fans in regions relatively close to their geographic location. Now that we have recapped how all this works, it's time to summarize the round of 16 games that were played late this week and learn which men's college basketball teams will play in this weekend's regional finals. First, let's go to the East region. In Madison Square Garden, number 1 East seed Dayton's Flyers endured number 5 Auburn's full court pressure and advanced to the East regional finals with a 87-81 6-point victory. Dayton is now 32-2 on the year, was led by their All-American Obi Toppin with 23 points and a team-high 10 rebounds. Coach Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers closed the gap in the second half to just 1 point, but the team's shooting faltered down the stretch. The Tigers now head home back to Alabama with a final record of 27-7. In an eagerly awaited rematch of two perennial college basketball leaders, the Kentucky Wildcats, number 2 from the SEC, wore down third-seeded Duke 95-85 in the East Region nightcap. Coach John Calipari's Wildcats used their bench depth to force Duke into 10 uncharacteristic turnovers in the second half of play. The win now moves Kentucky to 26-5, while Duke heads home to North Carolina with a 26-7 final mark. Now let's move to the Midwest region. In Indianapolis, the number 1 seed Kansas Jayhawks survived an upset bid by number 4 Louisville as a last-second shot by the Cardinals bounced off the rim at the buzzer as Kansas preserves a 73-72 win. Louisville trailed by 15 at halftime, but the Cards whittled away Kansas's lead in the second half. The game was briefly tied at 68 apiece with less than 2 minutes to go. Kansas All-American big man Udoka Ezubuki dominated the paint with 18 points, 15 rebounds, and 6 block shots to lead the 31-3 Jayhawks into the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness Midwest Regional Finals. They'll play the third seed in the region, Villanova, who jumped to an early lead over the cold-shooting LSU Tigers as Villanova never trailed in a relatively easy 84-68 win. The 7-seeded Tigers from Baton Rouge missed 12 of their first 13 attempts from 3-point range and shot just 20% from the field in the first half. Villanova, which has now won 9 of its last 10 games, had 4 players in double figures led by junior guard Colin Gillespie with 17. LSU finishes the season with a record of 23-11, while the Wildcats from the Big East Conference, now 27-7, move into the Midwest Regional Finals and will play number 1 seed, Kansas. Now let's move to the South region of basketball action. In Houston, Texas, the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks continued to grab the headlines nationally by downing yet another surprise team in this bracket, East Tennessee State, 79-75. Buoyed by thousands of East Texas fans in the stands, the number 12-seeded SFA endured a slow start, but hit several key free throws down the stretch to send the number 8-seed ETSU packing. The Southland Conference darlings are now 31-3. As the 7th leading offense in college basketball, Stephen F. Austin converted 14 of 15 free throws in the second half to hold off a late charge by the Southern Conference champs ETSU. Stephen F. Austin has now won 18 games in a row and 24 of its last 25 ball games. In the nightcap in Houston, Coach Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans, the 3rd seed in the South region, seem to like having their backs to the wall. After falling behind number 2 seed Baylor by 10 points at halftime, as the highly partisan Texas crowd roared its approval, Michigan State's All-American guard Cassius Winston put the team on his shoulders in the second half and carried the Spartans to a 61-54 win. Michigan State was 17-9 in mid-February and on the verge of being left out of this year's field. Since then, The Big Ten's Sparty has rolled off 8 straight wins to climb to 25-9. Baylor simply couldn't find the basket enough in the second half and finished up its season at 28-5. Finally, the West region. In Los Angeles, the number one seed in the West, Gonzaga roared back in the final 5 minutes of play to steal a 77-73 win over number four seed Oregon. The Ducks led by as many as 12 points in the second half before Gonzaga's senior reserve guard, Ryan Woolridge, came off the bench to drain 4 straight three-pointers and spark a furious Zags rally. Coach Mark Few's Gonzaga team climbs to 34-2 on the year. The Pac-12 Oregon Ducks will fly home with a final mark of 26-8. And in the nightcap, freshman guard Miles McBride hit a jumper from the baseline with 1 second left and lifted the number 6 West Region seed West Virginia to a 65-64 upset win over the number 2 seed San Diego State. Both teams played stifling defense throughout, as there were 14 lead changes during this game. The Big 12's Mountaineers are now 24-10. They were one of the last teams to be named to the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness field, and they've now earned longtime coach Bob Huggins a chance to reach the Final Four with another win in the West Region Finals against number one seed Gonzaga. The Aztecs of the Mountain West Conference finished their season with an impressive 31-3 mark. Come back and join us on Monday as we'll have the complete lineup for your Final Four with this weekend's ball games. Have a great one.